Thanks so much for being with us today on the H to Know podcast. We're excited to learn more from you and your expertise about agriculture's impact on Lake Erie and the harmful algal blooms. But first, why don't you introduce yourself to the students?
Well, thanks, Tamara. I'm Chief Scientist with Plant Nutrition Canada. I provide science support to inform the industry on programs that deal with nutrient stewardship. I'm speaking to you today from Guelph, Ontario, where I'm based, and I've lived in the Lake Erie watershed much of my life, and I heard about issues with phosphorus since before 1970. My educational background is in agronomic, crop, and soil sciences. I work with scientists who do research on crop nutrients, how crops respond to nutrients, and how nutrients affect the soil, and where nutrients go from the soil.
So, Tom, you study soil fertility and crop nutrition. From a scientific perspective, could you tell us how that relates to the algae in Lake Erie?
Well, Tamara, just as plants in soil need nutrients to grow, so does algae in water. Farmers apply nutrients to replenish what's removed by harvesting the crops. In so doing, they enrich their soils, and some of the nutrients may be lost in the water that drains from the field. Plants and algae need many different nutrients, but the one that limits the growth of algae the most is phosphorus. Soils tend to hold on to phosphorus, so usually only small amounts are lost in drainage water. But because it's the most limiting nutrient for algae, small increases in losses can cause big changes in algae growth, resulting in blooms and excess algae that make the water in the lake less desirable for drinking, swimming, and other forms of recreation.
Within our H2Know case study, we've already reviewed some of the information about the unique characteristics and conditions of Lake Erie that impact or intensify this challenge. Could you speak a little bit to that?
Sure. Algae grow rapidly in the warm waters of shallow lakes. That's why the western basin of Lake Erie is particularly prone to algal blooms. It's shallow, not much more than 10 meters deep, and it tends to get quite warm in the summer. It also receives a lot of water from the Detroit and Maumee rivers, and the settling time is less than in deeper parts of the lake. Phosphorus comes in from both farmland and from wastewater treatment plants, and its concentrations are highest in the western basin of the lake.
There seems to be additional concern or attention on algae in the spring and summer months for the areas near Lake Erie. What's the reasoning for that?
In the spring, if there is a lot of rain, there's more runoff and more nutrients flowing into the lake. If there is a drought or less rain in the spring, there will be a smaller bloom because there are fewer nutrients. Over the past 20 years or so, scientists have observed a correlation between the amount of water and phosphorus that flows into the lake between March and July and the size and severity of the algal bloom from the summer into the fall.
We will hear more from Tom in just a bit, but right now, let's go back to the H2Know website to take a closer look at Lake Erie algal blooms and the unique characteristics of the lake.